The Lord of the Rings, Part 7, by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Pippin looked out from the shelter of Gandalf's cloak. He wondered if he was awake or still sleeping, still in the swift-moving dream in which he had been wrapped so long since the great ride began. The dark world was rushing by, and the wind sang loudly in his ears. He could see nothing but the wheeling stars, and away to his right, vast shadows against the sky where the mountains of the south marched past. Sleepily, he tried to reckon the times and stages of their journey, but his memory was drowsy and uncertain.
Where are we, Gandalf?
In the realm of Gondor!
What's that?
What?
Look! Fire! Red fire! Are there dragons in this land? Look, there's another!
Go on, Shadowfax! We must hasten. Time is short. See, the beacons of Gondor are alight, calling for aid. War is kindled. Look, there's fire on the mountains. And there they go, speeding west to the borders of Rohan. It's long since the beacons of the north were lit, Pippin. Sleep, and don't be afraid. For you aren't going like Frodo to Mordor, but to Minas Tirith. And there you'll be as safe as you can be anywhere these days. If Gondor falls or the ring is taken, then the Shire will be no refuge.
Yea, truly, we know you, Mithrandir. And you know the passwords of the seven gates and are free to go forward.
Good, good.
But we don't know your companion.
What?
What is he?